Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Weekend. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live? We're a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, if you'd like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind tonight, 603-283-6160. For those of you who are frequent listeners to the Saturday night edition, you might notice, if you're watching over at watch.freetalklive.com, that the lineup is a little bit different for tonight's show. I'm not really sure what transpired. Ian and Bonnie picked up a phone, and then they just disappeared as if they were sucked into some sort of a matrix. So we're working on retrieving them. Hopefully we can have them back before Ian's next scheduled show. And the Peakless Mountaineer took a wrong turn. He assures me he is en route. Hopefully he also did not get sucked into the matrix. But either way, it is going to be a kick-ass weekend here at LRN Studios, the home of Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, because you get, well, myself, the Reverend Captain Kick-Ass, all weekend long. That's right, you get me tonight for 3 hours of Free Talk Live, and at 10:30 p.m. tonight, we're also going to do Beard Talk Live, which is a video stream only over at watch.freetalklive.com. But it is uncensored, so we can, you know, say all the words we're not allowed to say during the regular Free Talk Live broadcasts. So, and we've got a couple of special things in store for Beard Talk Live tonight, along with our usual antics and crazy discussions. Again, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. I want to start off tonight by talking about an officer who hogtied and tased an autistic child. Why is he still allowed to work as a cop? That's the headline here from an article from Reason.com. And I'm going to say that again. An officer hogtied and tased an autistic child. Why is he still allowed to work as a cop? We cover stories like this way too frequently here on Free Talk Live. We don't cover them all. There's so many of them that we literally could do a three-hour show 7 nights a week about all the crap that cops do and get away with and remain employed. But, you know, we have many topics to cover, so we don't cover them all. But this one just really got to me when I read it. The Kansas credentialing body reprimanded the officer for using excessive force against a child, but they stopped short of pulling his license. Now, I wasn't aware that cops needed licenses. I assume they mean badge. Perhaps Kansas is a different place where, you know, you earn a license to be a cop. The article goes on to say, a Kansas sheriff's deputy reportedly used excessive force multiple times on a child with special needs, according to an order of reprimand from the Kansas Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, also known as CPOST. Apparently they have to acronymize, whatever the word is there. The state's law enforcement credentialing body that issues licenses to peace officers. 8 months later, he still has his license. The incident involves Matthew Honus, who was employed by the Jackson County Sheriff's Office from August 2006 to March of this year. On February 23rd, Honus responded to a call regarding an autistic 12-year-old runaway foster child, identified only as LH. The order indicates that Honus had dealt with LH in the past and was aware that he is autistic. In fact, Honus, quote, had a physical struggle with LH prior to February 23rd, but there was no report or body camera footage of the prior event. Honus also did not wear his body camera on February 23rd, though his dash cam was recording during the interaction. During the encounter, Honus shoved and elbowed LH. He put the boy in the back of his patrol car, quote, hog-tied, meaning he was handcuffed behind the back, his ankles were shackled, and his handcuffs were connected to the ankle shackles. As LH sat in the car restrained and not actively resisting, Honus pushed pressure points on the boy's jaw with no direction given for why he was doing it. Minutes later, as LH still sat in the car, Honus, quote, deployed his taser, unquote, even though LH was not a threat to Honus or other officers. Deployed his taser, even though LH was not a threat to him or other officers. The order calls Honus' actions punitive in nature, citing his threatening language. At one point, he told LH, here's the deal. You do anything you're not supposed to do, I will tase you again. He also refused assistance from other officers and did not use any de-escalation techniques. Before I go on with the article, I just have to ask the listening audience, how much is enough? How much of this kind of behavior from supposed law enforcement, you know, what you're taught to believe is there to protect and serve, how much are you willing to take? You've been taking all of this, including this type of behavior, for, I mean, as long as I've been alive, there have been reports of this type of behavior from police. As long as I can remember. I can't even tell you, like, when the first police abuse issue hit my ears. I had to have been a child. And it continues to go on. Why? Why does it continue to go on? Because there's no accountability. It's impossible to hold these people accountable. And even if somebody sues for something like this, if they win, it's never taken from the cop. The money is never taken from the cop. The cop is never the one financially punished. It's always the taxpayer that loses, because the taxpayers end up footing the bill for the bad behavior of the police. So again, here's a cop who, for apparently no reason, tased an autistic child while he was hogtied and not a threat to the officer or anybody else. The order calls Honus' actions punitive in nature, citing his threatening language. At one point, he told LH, here's the deal, you do anything you're not supposed to do, I will tase you again. According to the Kansas City Star, Honus was fired in March for the use of excessive force, but in its order of reprimand, CPO stopped short of revoking his certifications.
Can you imagine what they'd do to one of us if we tased someone while we had them hogtied?
Yeah. Or what happened if you hogtied a cop?
Right.
And tased him?
Right.
Even though they were no threat to you or anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of, have you seen footage of where they had all these protesters, like, all cuffed up with zip ties? And, yeah, they just decide to pepper spray them while they're on the ground tied up.
Oh, yeah, or the one where they're on their knees and they're tied hands behind their back, they pepper sprayed them in the face?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
The board here contends that the officer is not currently employed in Kansas law enforcement, but by leaving his license in place, he remains free to work as an officer of the law if he so chooses.
Including in a state near you.
Honus actions fit multiple worrying trends of police using excessive force, especially against children and people with special needs. Again, to the listeners, I ask you, how much is enough? When have you had your fill of these types of actions? When will you realize that it's time to abolish this organization? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. The phones are open. Feel free to call in. We're talking currently about this article from Reason.com. An officer in Kansas City hogtied and tased a 12-year-old autistic child. In that order. The autistic child showed no threat to anybody, particularly after being hogtied.
Right.
The officer then decided to do some pressure points exercises, apparently, on the child. You know, elbowing him, you know, in pressure point sensitive areas for no apparent reason. And then pulled out his taser and tased the kid. He refused assistance from other officers. So I don't know if he was, you know, if this was...
Do you need help? Nah, I got this.
And pretty much. That's what it sounds like. And so the officer apparently was issued an order of reprimand. I guess that's the tyrant equivalent of a write-up. You didn't tyrant properly, so we must issue you a formal reprimand. You didn't tyrant in the correct tyrannical way.
Yeah, so about that, it seems astonishing to me that no one holds any of the police to the standard of arrests are for when people are dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, I get the idea that, look, if you are concerned that this person is, say, a murderer,
right,
you don't want them running around. So, okay, you need to put them in a place where you know where they are so they don't, you know, go stab somebody. Now, if, on the other hand, they didn't pay a parking ticket, like, they are not a danger to others.
Right.
You know, I mean, literally countless laws that didn't harm anybody.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the laws where, like, not only have they not harmed anybody, but the arbitrary rule that they violated, they're not likely to be able to have the opportunity to violate that again.
Right. Yeah.
But no, we still need to kidnap you. We still need to torture you. Because, I mean, it is a simple matter of fact that being socially isolated is torture.
Yes.
It activates the brain identically to anything you might think of, you know, batteries and nipple clamps, you know. It's literally torture to remove people from their social circumstances for any period of time.
Yeah, their family and their circle of friends and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Not to mention, of course, that the places that they put them are not comfortable places.
Well, clearly, and, you know, this might come as a shock to anybody who, you know, isn't a regular listener to the show, but clearly, these are intimidation tactics.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to make you and anyone who hears about this story fear the police.
Mm.
Right? When you see them, when you see those red and blue lights go on behind your car, and you don't know if they're going to try and pull you over, the guy behind you or the guy in front of you, you know, you're in traffic, what happens? Does your heart start racing a little bit? Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to make you afraid and feel intimidated.
Yeah. And the thing about being afraid is that you can't think while you're afraid. Like, you certainly can't go, wait a second, I don't believe that you are following the rule of law or due process or granting me my rights as a citizen. Like, no, it's really hard to think when you're scared. Like, our nervous systems are designed like that for a reason. If something scares you, you need to be able to run.
Right, yeah, you go into fight or flight mode.
Exactly. Like, you need to be able to freeze so that it doesn't see you or run away. Or punch it in the nose.
Right. And then run away.
None of which requires thought. Like, none of these are, you know, complicated strategies. And that's what the fear response is for. Is to make you better at really simple strategies. And that's exactly what they inspire in people with, with their tactics and with their use of the lights. I mean, all of this is for intimidation purposes. Is for terrifying people.
Yeah, and the uniforms, too.
Yeah.
Right? So that they're, you know, the fear is recognized no matter who's wearing the uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, I remember this guy who beat me this one time. He was wearing this, that, and the other. You see somebody else wearing that, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're all wearing the same thing, what are you going to feel no matter whom you see?
Right. Well, and I mean, if you see a bunch of people, the nature of a uniform is kind of terrifying, honestly. Yeah. So, like, it really doesn't matter what the uniform is. It could be, you know, frilly French-made outfits. But if you see five guys gathered around, like, a homeless guy while one of them's, you know, beating him up and putting him in handcuffs and all of that, like, that's terrifying.
Right.
And it's meant to be.
Although I think the police force... across the world, police forces across the world would be much better served if they were all wearing French-made outfits.
It would be an improvement, but, I mean, it's hard to get much worse, to be honest. I mean, once you've hit police state, it's there's not much lower to go.
And there's a lot of folks that lament, oh, we're becoming a police state. No, I'm sorry. We already are.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's already here. The time has passed for us to become a police state. We already have become and have been a police state for, I don't know, how long? How long do you think? I mean...
Depends on how you slice it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Economically?
Whiskey rebellion?
Yeah.
I mean, where are you going to draw the line on that one? But, like, to be sure... We crossed that line, like, whatever line we had left to cross, we crossed in 2020.
Yeah.
They literally locked you in your house.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the scary part about police, I mean, you know, apart from, you know, sort of strange tactics like this one, the primary threat is that they'll put you in jail.
Yeah.
They put the entire planet in jail.
Right. They just said, well, instead of building a jail, we'll just use the existing structures.
Yeah. So, I mean, how much more of a police state do you need to get than a lockdown? I mean, that's literally the term that they use in jails. And that is the accepted term for what happened, because it's accurate.
Yeah. And... I keep thinking, and I've said it before on Free Talk Live and Beard Talk Live as well, but I keep thinking that the world globally was just a couple of steps away from global martial law.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and we're not far from it now.
And the next time they're successful at scaring the global population with something like a new virus that suddenly comes out of nowhere, it's going to be worse. That it was this last time.
Well, and I mean, martial law is scary because they don't respect any of our rights. But tell me, which rights are they respecting right now? And I mean, my question is, what are we getting in exchange for allowing these thugs to run around tasing hog-tied, mentally deficient 12-year-olds? What are we getting for this?
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Give us a call.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Elon Musk has taken ownership of Twitter with brutal efficiency, firing top executives immediately for providing little clarity over how he will achieve the lofty ambitions he has outlined for the influential social media platform. European Central Bank policymakers stood firmly behind plans to keep raising interest rates, even at a cost to economic growth, as data showed rising inflationary pressures. The Bank of Japan kept ultra-low interest rates and maintained its dovish guidance, cementing its status as an outlier among global central banks tightening monetary policy as recession fears dampen prospects for a solid recovery. And Russian President Vladimir Putin showed no regrets for the war against Ukraine, insisting it was going to plan and playing down any nuclear standoff with the West, while both sides prepared for what could be a key battle in Kherson. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. If you're just tuning in or you're a first-time listener, you can find out more about us over at freetalklive.com. We're a live, seven-night-a-week radio program that's also a podcast once the show is over. And we're on some satellites in places, too. But we're a call-in talk program where you can call 603-283-6160 and give your opinion. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Be on the radio. Be on a podcast. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
All right, we're going to shift gears. We were talking about an organization that needs to be abolished, known as the police. And no, I don't mean the 80s rock band.
Much better than the police you're referring to.
Are they even around? Did they abolish themselves, hopefully?
Pretty sure. Yeah, didn't like Sting run off and do his own thing, and that was like pretty much the end of the band?
Yeah, probably. I want to talk about, if you don't know who Eric Voorhees is, he is the founder of...
Isn't that the guy with, like, the hockey mask and the machete?
No, that's his...
that's Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees, right. Yeah, no relation, I believe. I'm not sure about that, actually. But, yeah, no, two different Voorheeses. Is that the plural of...
Voorhees?
Voorheeses? Voorheesonians? Anyway, Eric Voorhees founded Shapeshift.io, which was one of the first platforms where you could basically exchange, you know, different types of crypto for different types of crypto without KYC. And then they forced him, he was growing his business, had to follow some regulations and had to put KYC into effect for the customers of Shapeshift. Shapeshift also bought a hardware wallet called KeepKey. KeepKey was like the number two to like the Trezor in the hardware market for a while.
Hmm.
And they bought that and made all their customers then go through a KYC experience or remove all their money from their wallet. So you can imagine what happened there. So, yeah, they lost a number of customers during that particular time. And at some point, Eric Voorhees was wise, right? He's known to have libertarian leanings. He's been on this show, Free Talk Live. He's been to Porkfest at least once that I'm aware of. I've never met the man, perhaps someday, but I respect his work because what he did after receiving all of this backlash from his customer base, people leaving the company, you know, him losing subscribers and that kind of a thing, he had an epiphany and he said, you know what? I'm going to shapeshift, if you will, my own organization, because they're coming after him as a corporation, as a person even, for allowing or otherwise, allowing people to transact freely.
How dare you?
Right, yeah, on a voluntary basis, you know, without cutting
you,
in.
You allowed people to be private individuals?
Yeah.
Is that physically possible?
So what he did is he turned his entire organization into a DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization, which means it has no headquarters, it has no president or CEO. There's nothing. You can't raid the headquarters of a decentralized autonomous organization and take it out and take it down and make it go out of business. It's just not possible. It doesn't exist anywhere. It has no leader, if you will. It just exists in the ether now. And I thought that was brilliant. So anyway, he's been relatively outspoken about many things. And I just want to play this clip. This is a recent conversation he had online regarding regulations.
CFTC means that, like, essentially a suit for trends by American targeting American retail had to be licensed. I think that could be reasonable.
If the question was, let's acknowledge that the email protocol will be permissionless as a protocol.
Yep.
But it was the law of the land in America that every email front-end provider required KYC from its users.
Yep.
Because under the justification that we do not want people sending information back and forth with terrorists.
Yep.
Where would you stand on that position?
Oh, I'd be strongly against that position. Why would I be against it? Because I think that it'd be against freedom of speech. I think it'd be disenfranchising a lot of people. I think it would not trust in practice that it would do a good job. So I agree with you on all of that.
Okay.
I'm making a distinction here between, for instance, payments versus like derivatives contracts.
Why is Aave somehow different than email?
So, why is it different than email?
You argued so well and so passionately to not block email with licensing and KYC. I loved hearing that.
Yep.
That filled my soul with joy. Such good arguments.
So, that's basically the point here, is if you're not going to regulate the transmission of data in the form of an email with outlandish KYC data gathering information, then why would cryptocurrency need to be regulated in the same way? Because all it is an exchange of information over the internet. That's all it is.
Well, if you want to stop the vast majority of payments to terrorists, just stop the U.S. dollar.
Cash in particular.
Yeah. That is where almost all payments to terrorists occur, is with the U.S. dollar, especially in cash.
But the thing that I want our listeners to understand about cryptocurrency is that all it is the exchange of information.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. It is almost identical to email in the fact that it's just an exchange of information from one destination to another.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very,
I can see why people have trouble with this idea. It's a very strange and new thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basically what it is you, by like, as they call it, owning, I mean, it's not exactly owning Bitcoin, but by quote-unquote owning this, you guarantee that you have a probability of being able to send messages in the future that are going to be backed up by this incredible system that, I mean, it pretty much never, ever, ever goes down. Like, I think it went down, like, once in its early period of time and has just been running nonstop ever since. Yeah.
And running nonstop while being attacked by almost every possible
government on Earth, for one thing.
Every possible government, every possible hacker that, like, you know, wants to get the money pot, right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody knows that if you get a hold of some Bitcoin through nefarious means, that you are going to be a wealthy dude.
Mm-hmm.
So it has run nonstop while constantly under attack and growing stronger in resisting those attacks every day.
Mm-hmm.
Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically, has never been hacked.
Yeah.
People's wallets have been hacked, much in the same way somebody hacks your email address, right? Or somebody hacks your credit card account, and that's usually through social engineering, which means somebody, a human, was stupid.
And it's not even their wallet that got hacked. It's access to it.
Right.
Like, you had access to this that was given to, you know, Mt. Gox or whatever,
right.
And wouldn't you know it, they got hacked, and now someone has access to this wallet because you gave that access to someone whose information was not secure.
Right.
Whereas if you keep that information secure, then it will never, ever be hacked. It's really that simple. But yeah, I mean, it's just communication. That's all it ever was.
Yeah.
It's data.
If you don't need to give you know, your left arm, your name, your address, your date of birth, your social security number, your bank account information to send a text message, to send an email, then I agree with Mr. Voorhees that you shouldn't have to give any of that information to send a cryptocurrency transaction.
Absolutely.
603-283-6160 is the number here on Free Talk Live if you'd like to join us. Do you think governments should be collecting your personal data for transmitting information? Let us know.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy-to-take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's my Gregorian chant rendition of the Free Talk Live call-in line. I could do like more monk like. I could do like
603-283-6160.
You sound like an opera singer with a speech impediment. No thanks.
Well, isn't that what Gregorian chanting sounds like?
I don't know. I always thought you had to be named Gregory to be in a Gregorian chant.
That's not how it works.
No? Isn't it a whole bunch of guys named Greg?
Nah.
No? Uh-oh. Like chanting?
Nah.
Oh.
Well, that part's true, yeah.
The chanting part, but... I mean, wouldn't they vicariously be a Greg if they were in a Gregorian chant?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right, well, this is Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
Let's go to an unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Unscreened caller. Well, you've heard of me. Unscreened or not, I'm Ridley.
Hey, Ridley.
Hey, Ridley, from the Ridley Report.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I've heard this saying that I thought was really amusing and terrifying at the same time. The reason you know authoritarians are crazy is because they're scared of COVID, but not nuclear war.
Right?
Good point.
Seriously.
Like, oh my gosh, yeah. I have to wear a mask, and I have to lock people in their houses. And I have to, oh, but nukes?
Why don't we have boots on the ground already? Why aren't we doing everything in our power? Why haven't we made a no-fly zone yet? Oh, you mean why haven't we picked a fight with a nuclear power yet?
Wait. Have one of these bug companies like Raid or whatever, have they used the term no-fly zone to promote their product? Sorry, go ahead, Ridley.
So anyway, Vladimir Posner, who's probably Russia's most well-known and probably one of his most respected journalists, he claimed before the Ukraine invasion, he claimed that Russo-U.S. relations were at their lowest point ever, worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And he's a pretty credible source.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they were getting accused of a lot of things. I mean, they were accused of putting Trump in power. You know, I mean, every time something went wrong here in the States, it was Russia's fault.
Well, and Russian government has done a number of terrible things. They're probably, I believe they're worse than the U.S. government to a certain extent. And I have favored a Ukraine victory of some sort, but that victory has already been won, essentially. They've already outperformed the Finns. The Finnish Winter War of the Russo-Finnish War of 1939, the Finns were considered the victors because they killed 1 million Russians and then gave up some territory, right? So technically it was a strategic defeat for the Finns, but they had such good results in the battlefield that even though the Finnish army was on the verge of collapse after just 3 months, they were considered the victors, right? The Ukrainians have already held out for, what, 9 months, 8 months? And they haven't really lost much territory. They've kind of won the war by Russo-Finnish war standards, at least. And so, you know, continuing to kick Russia at this point, now you're going beyond the point of, you know, punishing Russia proportionately for what they did.
Well, Ukraine's going to keep doing whatever the U.S. tells them to.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the Democratic Party of the
U.S. Ukraine's going to keep doing whatever the U.S. pays them and then tells them to do.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be running Ukraine without getting billions of dollars. That would be just ridiculous.
Have you seen the memes with what's the Ukraine guy, the head guy?
Zelensky?
That guy, yeah. Where it's like, I made over $10 billion in just a few short months. Follow me for more tips on how.
I have seen a few variations on that, and it is amazing. What were you saying, Ridley?
No one's going to care about the Ukraine war or even know that it happened if this gets out of control and goes nuclear. And so many people just don't care. I mean, in the 1980s, I couldn't walk out my front door, it seemed like, without running into a crowd of demonstrators worried about nuclear war when nuclear war was a much smaller threat back then than it is now. Now it's a huge deal, and it seems like no one's talking about it. No one's worried about it.
So here's what I would like to know. What is the percentage of people who either, you know, on their physical body or their digital body have put a Ukraine flag? What is the percentage of those people that can find it on a map?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, you don't care about this country. You just like to appear to be a good person because you're not a good person. I mean, honestly, like, there's no other benefit to waving the Ukrainian flag than, look, I'm a good person because I'm on the side of good people.
You're basically gaslighting the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you are claiming to care about something that you don't even know what it is. Now, if you'd actually, like, paid any attention to Ukraine, then you might know that there was a coup that was completely U.S.-backed in 2014, and that at the moment it is a puppet state of the United States, and that is why the Russians are not happy about the current Ukrainian government.
The United States is the hand, and Zelensky is basically Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you were saying, like, Russia is worse than the United States, and I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up.
I don't know that I can say which is worse. They both have their fortes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the United States is good at some things, and, you know, Russia is good at some other things that the United States isn't necessarily good at. So, like, which is the worst? I don't. That'd be an interesting, competitive TV show that perhaps Joe Rogan should host.
Honestly, it reminds me of arguing between whether Hitler or Stalin was worse.
Right.
Because, well, Stalin got a lot more people killed, but Hitler got him killed quicker. So, you know, in theory, if Hitler had been in power as long as Stalin, he would have totally beaten him. And, I mean, once you've, you know, murdered 1 million people,
it's hard to keep score at that point.
The neat trick that the United States of America, the government of the United States of America, has that not many other countries have is the consistently rotating tyrant.
Mm, that's true.
That's the trick that they play on everybody to make it seem as if they're not as tyrannical as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a very strange thing because it's kind of a variation on what they had in 1984, right? So, like, in 1984, you had Big Brother and Emmanuel Goldstein. Spoiler alert for anyone who's planning on reading it and hasn't yet. They're the same person. One has a mustache. The other does not. Now,
clever.
That is exactly what they have going on here in the Republican and Democratic parties. So the population of the United States itself spends a tremendous amount of time hating the United States, but they will hate one particular part more than the other, and they will hate that part so much that they will give these unbelievable world-ending powers to the other part. And some people will start on one side and go to the other. And now they hate the part that they used to give power to so much that they will give these world-ending powers to the other evil tyrants.
Such a prophecy. Ridley?
Well, so it all comes down to what can we do. And so one thing I'm doing is I'm trying to put together a demonstration to coincide with the UN. There's a UN treaty of some kind that the U.S. hasn't signed. Related to stopping nuclear, you know, the countries swearing off nuclear weapons, basically. And I'm going to be in Colorado Springs in January when that anniversary comes around. So I've reached out to some local peace activists, and we've got something. We're starting and down the path of doing something.
Best of luck.
And that's an opportunity for other people too. If they want, they can demonstrate in their coordination with this particular day. I'm not necessarily in favor of a UN treaty, but I know I'm against nukes, and that's a nuclear-related day. So,
anything that we can do to contribute to not ending the world in nuclear fire.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dave. Feel free to give us a call with any updates and let us know when this is going to take place. 603-283-6160. Are you for or against nukes? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.